Bite, written by Christina Curtin, July 6th, 2021. I've been waiting to write about this topic for over a year now. It's not like me to have a filter, but in this case, money was involved, and my ass cares about my money. I've worked hard as hell to get where I am today, so when someone comes into my life and tries to take money from me, you bet your ass I'm protecting myself. Here's the story. Back in February of 2020, before the world turned into the Twilight Zone, I was walking my dog Coco in the early morning. Coco is now 12, an old lady with gray hair, achy hips, and skin tags hanging off her that look like chewed up gum. Breath that will kill you in one lick. But Coco is a sweetie. While she has no clue of her size, she is a gentle dog who has never shown any aggression towards humans. Ever. So, I'm walking my old lady around the neighborhood. I have my earphones in, listening to some self-development book as I make my way down the sidewalk. I notice a woman walking towards me, but think nothing of it. Coco is on my left-hand side, close to the path of the woman. We walk past each other, and I don't stop at all. I continue to walk on, listening to my book. After about 10 seconds, I swear I hear someone yelling at me, so I turn around. The woman who I had just passed by was looking at me. I took my headphones out and I asked her if she said something. "Your dog just bit me." What? Really? I didn't believe her because we literally crossed paths and I never stopped. Coco never tugged me in a direction. She didn't break stride. I didn't break stride. How could she have bitten her? But I couldn't just keep going. Social rules meant I needed to stop and talk to her. I walked back up to her and apologized because I thought that's what I should have done. I asked her if she was okay and she pulled up her pant leg. She showed me a scratch on her shin. The skin was broken a bit, but it didn't really look like a bite to me. I told her as much. I said that it looked like Coco might have bumped into her with her mouth open and maybe her front teeth hit into her shin. There weren't any puncture marks. That would explain why I didn't notice anything when I was walking. I mean, if Coco bit her, I would have felt something, but I didn't. The lady was insistent that Coco bit her. So I gave her my contact information because I assumed that's what you do in these instances. I didn't know if she would need my help with anything. She said she was going to go to MedExpress and get looked at in case it needed antibiotics. Social rules made me tell her to keep me updated, so I did. Later that day, the doorbell rings. A cop is at my door. What the fuck? Apparently, I was reported to Humane Services, and they were putting my geriatric dog on quarantine for 10 days as a preventative in case Coco had rabies. My poor dog. Literally, the highlight of her day was going on walks with me. Now I had to keep her in the house. She was so confused. Following me around, waiting by the door to go out, I felt so damn guilty. The next day, I still hadn't heard from the woman, so I texted her to see if she was okay. I was surprised Humane Services was involved without her getting a hold of me first. I did give her all my info after all. She said she was sore and that she ended up getting a tetanus shot as a precaution. I guess it's standard procedure or something to report a bite. That was it. I didn't hear back from her at all. 2 months passed by. I thought the incident was done with. Then the letter came. She was suing me. What? Why not just ask me to pay for your medical bills? I would have. Even though what you showed me was a scratch, I'm not an asshole. If you feel like you need to go get a tetanus and get checked, I'll back you the money. Just ask. But no. She never asked. She just hired a lawyer, and that was it. Should I have offered? I guess? I don't know. I was never in this position. I gave her my info. If she needed the coverage on her medical bills, she just needed to ask me. But she didn't, and I didn't blatantly offer. Then her daughter basically called me a piece of shit in our community Facebook page. She didn't say my name in her post, but she warned everyone in our community about my vicious dog. That people need to be on guard, and she questioned my statement I made to her mom that my dog has never bit anyone. Listen, my dog is no angel. I don't trust her around other dogs, but she is a lover of humans. She snuggles like she's one. She's never hurt a human. I'm honestly in awe that someone would sue me for $15,000 over the incident that occurred. That's not a typo. She sued me for $15,000 when her medical bills were only $400. What the actual fuck? I really tried to stay positive during this whole ordeal and not judge. I tried to remain lighthearted, but that shit pissed me off. It didn't help that all of this came to a head as the pandemic was causing so much uncertainty in the world. Maybe that's partly why she sued. Maybe her finances were being hit because of how the world turned upside down. I don't know. All I know is I would have happily paid her medical bills for the, quote, harm my dog caused if she would have told me she needed help. I don't see why she felt compelled to hire a lawyer. Because she hired a lawyer and was asking for $15,000, I asked for counsel. My lawyer told me to turn it into my homeowners. They will handle it, he said. I felt relieved. That relief didn't last long. My homeowners conveniently does not cover pet bites. So the woman suing me could only get money from my liability coverage, or something like that. This whole part of adulting is blah, 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 blah to me. Point is, she wouldn't get the $15,000 from my insurance. They would only cover her medical expenses. If she wanted more, we would need to go to court, and I would be paying out of pocket if found guilty. But after receiving the payment from my insurance, there was radio silence. Then, eons later, the claim was closed. This woman hired lawyers to get $400, something I would have given her if she would have only contacted me instead of Murphy and Murphy. So stupid. For a small minute, I felt vindicated that this lady only got that amount of money. Serves you right, asshole. But then another letter came in the mail. A letter from my homeowners telling me they are no longer covering us because of the dog bite. Fuck my actual life. If you've ever been dropped by your insurance or been unable to receive coverage, you know what I went through. It's hard as fuck to get homeowners if you have a dog bite claim. No one wants to cover you unless you get rid of the dog. I literally cannot do that. I would die of guilt. After months of trying to find coverage, I was finally able to get a policy for over double what I paid before and one that does not have any liability. That means that my insurance will not cover a bite next time and will not cover any medical claims if someone gets injured on my property. This makes no logical sense to me. Why am I paying more when you aren't even covering the situation that caused me to be high risk? So damn annoying. And you only paid a $400 claim. I have paid at least 8 times as much as that since being covered under that policy. Why am I giving you money if you drop me so easily? Lesson learned. I am finally writing about this now because the claim is closed. I was worried that if I wrote about it sooner and the case went to court, that I could screw myself somehow. The incident happened in February of 2020, and I finally had closure at the end of May 2021. It was 15 months of uncertainty and irritation at humans in the insurance industry. I wanted to share my story and give you some advice in case you might ever find yourself in a similar situation. Keep in mind, I am not a lawyer or an expert, just someone that got screwed. First, take pictures. If someone claims your dog bit them, take photos of the injury. I didn't do this and I kicked myself in the ass for it. Number two, do not hand out your contact information. If the person wants to sue you, they can without proving you are liable. If you give them your information, you are basically saying you are guilty. Number three, avoid using your homeowners if you can. They will drop you like it's hot and it's hard as hell to get coverage after. If you can settle it on the side, do that. And number four, avoid humans. They suck. Seriously, there are people out there that will find any way to get money they do not earn. They don't care how. Also, when you are walking your dog, just avoid people. Sitting here now, 1.5 years later as I write this, I am still baffled by the whole ordeal. I wish I would have moved over into the grass that day and avoided that woman. I wish I would have taken a picture of her leg so I had proof of the injury. I wish a lot of things. But wishes are an action, and I can't change the past. I have to move forward and learn from this. It's not easy to take the high road and move on. I'm trying. This post helped me deal with some of the anger I had. And hopefully, it helps someone else, too.